Ready? I'd like to call to order the May 20th regular meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees. And if Pat Blaney could lead us in the pledge, it'd be great. Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Pat. If anyone cares to make public comment, if you could just sign in at the podium, and then we're on audio session, as we always are during these meetings, so when you make any comments, if you just come to the podium. Thank you. Fiscal officer's report.
Thank you. Need to get some approval of minutes with the auditors here and so forth. Just got a little... they've been on the site and everything, but the actual paper portion, I wanted to get these caught up, so to speak. So there is two regular trustee meetings, three regular trustee meeting minutes, which you've all had a chance to review and edit. So I'd like to get approval and signature, and I'll get all signatures at the end, if that's okay. I'll just
okay. Okay, sure. I'll move to approve the meeting minutes from the regular trustee meeting held March 18th, 2010. Is there a second?
Seconded.
Discussion.
Roll call. Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Farfania?
Aye.
Do we have another motion on the April 1st minutes?
Madam Chair, I'll motion that we approve the minutes, the meeting minutes from the regular trustee meeting held on April 1st, 2010.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfani.
Aye.
Motion carries. Is there a motion regarding the minutes on April 15th?
Yes, Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes for the regular trustee meeting held April 15th.
A second. Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfani.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pat.
And then I have two other supplemental appropriations, moving $10,000 over from within the fund from one account to another to, there was no money in there, and that money needs to be in that other dues and fees for EMS, let's say the word wrong,
you're moving it from 519 to a capital improvement.
To the capital.
Improvement sites.
No, that's the second one. I'm talking about the first one. It's for the EMS fee that we have to pay per resident.
Dues and fees?
Sorry, EMS fee. It's an EMA fee.
EMA, I'm sorry, EMA fee. So that's what that $10,000 is. It's going over dues and fees into the 19 account, the 519 account there, to fund that account, because
yes,
it has to come out of that account.
That's right. It's due to the account.
I always want to say appropriation. That's what it's for.
Okay, apportionment.
So Carl will go ahead and motion since he's...
Okay, perhaps we could have a motion on this and then a little discussion.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to retroactively authorize the fiscal officer to proceed with the following supplemental appropriations. Account number 1000-101-519-000.
If I could interrupt, I'm sorry, it was 110, not 101.
Thank you. 110, clean my glasses. 110-519-000 from account number 1000-760-740-000 in the amount of $10,000 for other dues and fees.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Okay. What is this now?
Sorry, let's reread. Yeah, can you speak to it, Chief? Because
sure.
You know more about
yes.
EMA than I do.
Thanks.
Yeah,
need
to pay out that fund.
Yeah, the way the EMA, county EMA is...
EMA is what?
Emergency Management Agency.
Okay.
Of Delaware County.
Okay.
The way they are funded is the county, it's a 40 cent per person or however many you have in your population in accordance to the Delaware County Regional Planning Commission.
Okay.
So Delaware County Regional Planning Commission says we have 21,844 people as of this year. times 40 cents per person. I think that's what it is. I don't.
737.60.
Yeah, so the total bill's 8,700 something. But what that does, that pays for the services of the Delaware County EMA personnel. There's three people in
that
office.
So we're moving that into the proper account to pay that?
Yes, that's what we're doing. The account needs to come out of...
As long as it's not out of mine.
No, it's not. The account it needs to come out of does not have the funds to pay that fee. So the money is appropriated already. We're just moving it within the fund. Mm-hmm. We're not reappropriating to a different fund or anything.
Okay.
Just an account number change.
Okay.
And this is a one-time fee?
This happens annually, actually.
Yes.
I would imagine it would be adjusted once the final census numbers are tallied.
Yes, next year's will be in accordance to the census.
Any more discussion? Okay.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
All right. Do we have another motion for supplemental appropriations?
Yes.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to retroactively authorize fiscal officer to proceed with the following supplemental appropriations. To fund number 2902-760-730-000 from 2902-990-000 in the amount of $288,000 for TIF improvements of sites.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
All right. Discussion?
I figured you were going to. Yeah. Again, this actually comes out of the audit. And I'll speak to the audit in just a second. But the TIF has to be in a fund. I shouldn't say a fund. An account within a fund that can be used for capital improvements. We had it in an account that could not be used for capital improvements.
I see.
So we're moving it to the correct account.
Okay.
We weren't misrepresenting the amount of money, but we didn't have it in the right account within the fund. So we're moving that to the correct account to correct that in the audit.
Okay. Further discussion?
I believe that these funds are for the Chandler sidewalks?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I...
Hand-on-hand improvement project.
Right.
Then is that there?
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Garfagna?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Lastly, I will speak to the audit since we just brought that up. The final draft of the audit is done. Some folks here have heard me talk about this, seems like for months now, but they did get the final draft done. We're very pleased with the outcome of the audit. Right now what happens is next week I will make official responses to the things that have been pointed out to us. I will tell you that they're procedural in nature. They're not, there's no findings, there's no anything that we were doing outside of what we were to do. There's just some internal procedural things I'd like to see us do differently. We thought this was the right account, the money's sitting there waiting to be used for improvements, where had we done the improvements, spent it out of this account, then we would have been doing something outside of the procedures. So we're correcting that. So it's these small things. Once I respond next week, the following week we'll be setting up a post-audit meeting. So folks from the fiscal committee, you all would be invited as well. Once that happens, we will post it on the website. It'll also be posted on the auditor's site, the state auditor's site, for anyone who wants to see it. And we'll probably have some copies available here for people that can't get to the internet or what have you, that they'd like to see the audit. Mm-hmm. It's a real exciting reading, so I'm sure people would love to see it. But all in all, I know myself, my assistant Donna Batten, don't want to speak for Paul, but I will. We're all really happy with what we read as far as the outcome of that two-year period that is truly reflective of the administration that I've been a part of since I was voted in. So we're pretty happy about it.
That's wonderful, Pat.
Although you guys can judge of that when you read it, but from our perspective, it looks real good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Next, we have public comment, and let me take first Pat Blaney, Deputy County Engineer, and we've got Rob Riley, too, Deputy County Engineer here tonight. And then if there's any other public comment, we can take that right after the engineers. Thank you. For coming.
Thank you for allowing us to come speak this evening about an idea that we had. If
Before I start on that, Chris Bowserman had planned to be here tonight, but the National Engineers Association, of which he is a part, asked him to come to a conference in Louisiana today and tomorrow. The issue they're working on there is the inadequacy of funding of local road systems as well as the state and national systems. It's getting to be a national crisis. Chris has been highly involved in this during his year that just completed the presidency of the organization and continues to be. So he felt he needed to go there and participate in that tonight, but he sends his regards.
Oh, thank you, Pat.
What we started talking about with Orange Township and you folks some months ago was a thought we had of perhaps exchanging Lewis Center Road and Big Walnut Road east of Africa Road. In other words, making here, Laura, let me give you the pointer because you're closer to the scene there. And the thought behind that was goes back to the thoroughfare plan, which was completed in 2001 and adopted by the engineer's office and the county commissioners and regional planning. The major east-west corridor for an arterial highway through this portion of the county begins with Home Road on the Union County boundary, continues across to 23, and then it goes through what would have been the cobblestone development area, that's shown in yellow on that plate, onto Lewis Center Road, and then once it comes around the end of the dam, Big Walnut Road over to Sunbury Road. The emphasis of this, of course, was the proposed interchange at Route 71 and Big Walnut Road. That project has slowed down quite a bit now. Preliminary studies we've done so far for the interchange justification indicates there's more lanes needed on Interstate 71 between Gemini and Big Walnut Road, and of course we can't fund that, and the situation the State Highway Department finds in, they're not in a position to make a commitment to that either at this time. So that's still a goal of ours, to have an interchange at that location. We've always talked about it, even when I was a trustee. The other thing that's going on, and we heard this morning in a meeting that Morpsey had, we had the Economic Development Director for Jerome Township in Union County at the meeting, and the Jerome Village project is going to start construction this year. Eventually, part of that project is the extension of Home Road to Route 42. So what we anticipate in the future, although we don't have any traffic data, this is just a supposition on our part, is that'll be another link from Route 33, a short distance north on 42, and then across this east-west corridor. Mm-hmm. But what we were thinking as this area continues to develop, we thought that perhaps it would make sense to discuss exchanging Lewis Center Road for Big Walnut Road. The reason being is that Big Walnut will need to be upgraded sometime anyway between Route 3, Worthington Road, and Africa Road, because there is a good bit of recreational traffic in there. And the benefit to the township in this would be about 9/10 of a mile less of roadway. We realize that there's concerns about winter maintenance, because obviously your folks can get to that quicker than we can. If you're interested in entertaining this idea, we don't have any problem at all in entering an agreement to let you continue to do winter maintenance on that, and we can decide who's going to do it on Lewis Center as part of that. So this is a little handout here, sort of a sketch. It isn't the real graphic, but it shows what's going on there in Union County. We put that together after that presentation today. So that's the gist of why we're here this evening, and we do want to introduce Rob Riley, because once I retire as Chief Deputy Engineer May 31st, Rob's stepping right into the saddle June 1. And it's one of the requirements of our office, of course, that Chief Deputy has to live in this township. So Rob's moved into the township.
All right. Yes. Good.
So that, in a nutshell, is what we wanted to talk a little bit about tonight, see if there was any other concerns you had we wanted to address. Understand, we're not saying that this is something we want to mandate or anything. Mm-hmm. Orange Township has sent us a resolution supporting this proposal. It's totally up to the discretion of the board whether they'd like to do this or not.
Okay. Thank you, Pat. Are there questions of the board?
Well, I guess, so explain to me a little bit about, I mean, I understand it's a straighter line on a map. I mean, what does the county, how does the county benefit from having this corridor?
If you go back to the thoroughfare plan, one of the problems we have always had in this county is east-west movement in the southern part of the county. So as development occurs, the goal is to make this road a 4-to-5-lane road all the way across the county. Okay?
4-to-5 lanes.
4-to-5 lanes all the way across the county. Because that's the type of traffic it's anticipated it'll be handling.
You had talked a little bit about the portion between Route 3 and Africa Road needs some immediate needs upgrades. What are you
well,
saying?
What I'm saying is, as time goes on, you know, it's obvious that, you know, with the traffic volume in there, you know, right now we're involved in looking at upgrading South Old State Road. Mm-hmm. We're also starting to talk about upgrading Worthington Road up to Big Walnut. We need to, you know, this is not anything that's going to happen 1 year, 2 year, 3 years from now.
Sure.
But it is on our planning agenda that needs to be 4-lane all the way up to Big Walnut Road. So from Polaris Parkway.
So when you're saying upgrades, I mean, basically talking about
widening the road, adding lanes, all that sort of thing. Yeah.
Okay. It's not just repaving. I mean,
no.
It's actually
there will be, as the growth occurs, and the traffic congestion reaches the point where it's necessary, then we would anticipate upgrading this thing in this area to 4 lanes, 4-to-5-lane highway.
Other questions that the board has right now before I open it to public comment? The board can comment after public comment too.
Well, I'll just kind of add the other concern that I have. I mean, I know that economic development is a big goal of the county, commercial development especially. You know, sometimes the county's goals may be a little inconsistent, or sometimes a lot inconsistent with our township's goals. If you look at our visioning plan, our comprehensive plan, and I guess what I'm concerned about, I mean, there are some kind of choice parcels of land along there. I mean, we have the property up there, Route 3 and Big Walnut, Worthington Road there and Big Walnut. Some undeveloped land that, you know.
And that
there is concern that this could open up,
well,
indirectly some commercial development.
I share your concern as a resident.
Sure.
But understand that the land use control is that of the township. As an example, Sawmill Parkway that we're building north of Hyatt's Road will have no access for the other five roads up to Route 42. In Delaware County, Liberty Township does not want any major development in that area. Mm-hmm. So those roads are going to be designed with no access except the existing roads. When we start building that road in 2 years, that's a restriction we put on that, and certainly, while we don't have the ability to do access control because it was never enacted when the thoroughfare plan was, because there was too much of a hue and cry about taking away people's rights by having the county government maintain access control, mm-hmm. we've been pretty successful in working with the development community and the different zoning boards throughout the county to try to restrict access. And you know, we don't have any interest in commercial in this area. That's one of the caveats of this interchange. It would not be an interchange with any commercial around it.
Talking about the 71 interchange.
Yeah, the 71 interchange, and that frankly is another problem we're having with ODOT right now, because they've changed the rules 2 years ago, and now even though that interchange would be privately funded, it has to go through what they call their Transportation Review Advisory Committee. And one of the caveats, even though it's local funding, one of the caveats is economic development. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not interested in that. Okay.
Pat, question regarding, you know, when you talk about 4 or 5 lanes all the way across Big Walnut, you know, that set some concerns, I'm sure, to some folks. What would be the scenario for instance, if the township did maintain control of or section, would you still be able, I mean, is it still possible to do four or five lanes eventually? How does that process work?
It would be.
Okay.
Because the roads are, even though it's a township maintenance responsibility, the ownership of the roads is the county commissioner, so they'd be involved in that decision as well.
Okay.
That's what I wondered too.
So even if the township were to maintain it, the county could still make the decision to go four or five lanes? And
We'd recommend that, yeah, because there'd come a point in time where you're just going to get too choked up.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be backing traffic on Route 3. You know, you're going to have problems to get, you know, at Big Walnut, Worthington Road, that sort of thing.
Okay.
So, you know, what we try to do, if we can, is when we get to a point where we have a great deal of congestion, is we're trying to be proactive with intersections. Right now, Rob's working on one on Concord Road in Concord Township, where we're going to be putting in a roundabout now on Home Road. So we're trying to look to the future and do some upgrades as traffic and time and money is available.
Okay, so you're saying then that it really doesn't matter if this would stay a township, if Big Walnut would stay a township road versus becoming a county road,
that would not really
affect whether it eventually becomes four lanes?
That's supposition. And the timing of the four-lane development is really going to depend on when it reaches a critical mass as far as traffic's concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it might be that, you know, and what we always do when we are working on thoroughfares, when we have development, any developer that comes in has to dedicate the right-of-way according to the thoroughfare plan. And I think the right-of-way along here where the subdivisions are is about 100 feet wide, which would let us do this. So, you know, the only right-of-way we'd have to acquire over what's not held by developers along this whole corridor is that where there's still private ownership that hasn't developed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Another question, I guess, regarding Lewis Center, and once again, the potential, would there be, there's been some talk in the past, and I've heard some just recently, of we have a four-way stop at Big Walnut and Old Worthington, but a two-way at Lewis Center and Old Worthington. Would this have any implication as to the possibility of going to a four-way at Lewis Center and Old Worthington?
We've done traffic studies there, and really the basic rule of traffic is, you know, your secondary road, you know, there's 14 criteria, I think, 14 warrants, but the basic one to keep in mind is the secondary road traffic should be at about 80% of the main line traffic to have a four-way stop. Okay, and we don't have that situation at Big Walnut and Worthington Road. They're Big Walnut, Lewis Center and Worthington, okay. Yeah.
So the main difference in that scenario then between Big Walnut and Lewis Center and Worthington is increased traffic.
Exactly. And what we have done, you're probably aware of it, we did go out there after we did a traffic study here last year and found some deficiencies in site distance and removed a lot of trees and so forth there to improve the site distance at that intersection. So, that was a valid concern when we got into it.
Okay.
I have just two quick questions, Madam Chair. One, would there be, I guess, walk me through the progression. Would there be first an increase in speed or any adjustment in speed limit, or would it remain the same? If it was expanded 4 to 5 lanes.
As far as the speed limit adjustment, that would I don't see too much change in what's there now.
Okay.
If you expanded it, that's really a function of traffic studies, and as long as people are moving comfortably at the 85th percentile of the population is moving comfortably, say 55 or 45 or whatever it is, that's one of the prime criteria that ODOT uses, because they're the ones that adjust the speed limits. We don't. Okay. So anything we do, like you come to us with a request for a speed study, we do a study. If it does meet warrants, then we go to the commissioners and recommend that it be passed on to ODOT for approval. But we can't adjust speed limits by ourselves, and neither can the county commissioners. It has to be done by ODOT.
County roads.
County roads, township roads, yes.
Okay. And then just the other question was related to traffic signals. Do those go hand in hand? Do you,
do you install a traffic signal at Worthington Road and Big Walnut at the same time that you widen the lanes, or?
If it's warranted. The other thing that we're moving more towards is roundabouts. You know, because all of Sawmill Parkway is roundabouts. We just talked about one there at Concord and Home Road. We're in the process of designing one at Cheshire and South 3Bs and K right now. So we're moving more in that direction of roundabouts because they're safer driving. The severity of collisions is a lot less. And it's also, you know, all the studies we've seen and the places we visited, it's a safer situation.
Okay. Let's take some public comment. Any public comment? Questions of Mr. Blaney? Good. If you could just have you signed in, and then whoever is next, feel free to come up to the podium. Thank you. If you could just state your name and address, too, when you're here. Thank you. So we'll have it on the audio. Okay.
My name is Vicki Gates, and my address is 7761 Big Walnut Road.
Thank you, Vicki.
First of all, I'd like to start out to say that I really appreciate the snow plowing that the maintenance crew does. I'm usually up at 4 o'clock to get ready to go to work, and they're already out there plowing.
Good.
So
thank you.
They do an excellent job, and I can get to wherever I need to be. So,
thank you.
And that's one of my concerns is, you've already stated that you wouldn't be able to get there as quick as our, the Genoa Township, mm-hmm. So that's a real concern for me to be able, and others, there's a lot of people out that time of morning. You may not know it, but
wow.
The early birds are out. So really? That's my main concern with that is okay. Making sure that we can get through.
Okay.
I don't know, you know, how they plan on doing it. I'm thinking we'll probably be last on the list if it's, you know, we're farther south, so I'm figuring we'll be last. But I would really appreciate the consideration not to switch this for that purpose. And also, you know, we are part of Genoa Township, and just switching this like that is just like putting us out, not in Genoa Township. But, I mean, well, I know we still are, but...
I'm not sure what you mean.
You're switching.
The road control.
The road control and the plowing is going to be done by Delaware, correct?
Well, that's we have the option of, and there's no objection from the engineer's office, of keeping the maintenance of the road, and we would still be doing the plowing. We have that option. We haven't gotten there yet,
okay.
But certainly because our safety forces are there, and and our maintenance department's right there, it makes a heck of a lot more sense.
It does really.
We haven't voted on it yet, but just from, you know, my opinion is it would make a heck of a lot of sense for us to keep the control.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, good. That was your main concern.
Excuse me, I've been up since 4 o'clock.
Oh, that's all right. That's fine.
And I know it's a while off. I mean, you're talking about 4 or 5 lanes, and I just wanted to ask, is that all the way to Sunbury? Is that what the thought is? I mean, I know you don't know, but is that...
Sure, I'll have Mr. Blaney address that.
That's purely a function of traffic. You know, we see most of the need developing from Route 3 going west, coming to the east. You know, this could be adequate for a long time over to Sunbury Road. But you know, to address your question a little more about the plowing, what would happen if the township wishes to do that and wanted to maintain the winter maintenance? You know, then we would maintain. You know, do the paving maintenance and ditches and that kind of thing rather than the township if the county took it over.
In regards to the, I mean, I know it's in the future, but
sure.
4 or 5 lanes, there are children that go up and down Big Walnut all the time on their bicycles, and, you know, there's a lot of children traffic and mm-hmm. people with dogs and people with bicycles. It's really, you know, that's one of the joys that we get to be able to sit mm-hmm. out on our front porch and watch the bicycles and, you know, things
sure.
like that. So that's just I know it's in the future, but that's,
that's a good,
you know, yeah. think about the kids
right.
that are in that neighborhood. And the church across the street from us, we live right down the street, there's children that will go ride their bikes down to that church and ride around that parking lot and stuff. So that's just, you know, a concern that I have.
Sure.
And I just think Oh, I wanted to ask about the 100 feet wide right-of-way you talked about. Is that, does that mean, like, you can take 100 feet of our yard?
I'll let him answer that.
That's what I want to
know. All right, that's the total right-of-way width. You know, if the road's located on the center line, it would be like 50 feet either side from the center line. So the total right-of-way width on both sides, the total right-of-way width on both sides of the center line would be 100 feet.
So in our case, because the church is so close to the road, you'd probably take more of our yard, correct? I mean, that church parking lot is like right by the road, down the street here. Would you do that? Would you, if there was a house or something close to that road, would you move it over?
It really depends when we get into the final design. There's drainage, there's other issues. Maybe a situation where we'd have to buy the house, too.
Okay.
So, you know, because, you know, I have had concerns expressed to me about that on Big Walnut Road already, because there's a couple of houses there that when the road is widened, it can be a problem. So, but I've had discussions with some of the property owners along there already because they were concerned about the interchange, because when the interchange, at the time the interchange does come in, you know, part of the requirement that's going to be put on us by the state is to have the road so it can handle the traffic coming off the interchange.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. Chief Honeycutt, did you comment? Go ahead.
Yeah, just a few questions. In your expert opinion, how long do you feel it'll be before they request to widen the road to 4 or 5 lanes?
Thanks for calling me an expert on that. Yeah. That's really looking into the Ouija ball. You know, we had the thoroughfare plan originally projected 2020 to 2025, but you know that's really dependent upon the development of the traffic.
And with the current economic situation, then it could extend even further.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and then right now, if we, you know, we're talking about exchanging maintenance, you know, for Big Walnut to Lewis Center, who would pay that increased cost in maintenance when it's 4 and 5 lanes wide?
Well, that would be something that we'd have to work out in the future, because at that point when the road is widened, it may not make economic sense for the township to keep it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay. Some other, I think some come right up. Thank you.
Pat, you can hang on. If you want to hang on to that.
Yeah, you're going to. Don't go anywhere, Pat. Just.
My name's Stephen Martin. I live at 7695 Big Walnut Road. Mr. Blaney, my house is approximately 90 feet off the road. With the 50 feet that you're going to take to widen it, that means my house is going to be now 40 feet off the road. Is that correct?
Again, until we get the final design, we don't know, but, you know, that's a good place to start, yes.
Okay. That's unacceptable. Okay, we came to a meeting here at the Township Hall probably 2 years ago. I think, Mrs. Gates, you were there. We split up into groups. There was easels in the corner. Mm-hmm. What affects you in Genoa Township? Overwhelmingly, on each easel, which astounded me in a way, everybody on each easel put, please do not widen Big Walnut Road. That was a room full of people here that mm-hmm. evening, too. With all the federal stimulus money, this could probably happen a lot quicker than what you're saying.
No, sir. The federal stimulus money, only 3% of that $787 billion went into highways, and it's gone. And Delaware County got two little projects. We got some road resurfacing. And we got a little bridge over here on South Old 3C at Galena. That's the end of the stimulus money.
Okay. I think that's all I had to say.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll try not to trip anybody with this. That's why I lay it down.
My name is Mark Stelzer, and I live at 7731 Big Walnut. I guess I'd like to echo Vicki's comments with regards to the excellent job that maintenance does on the snow plowing.
Oh, thank you.
We would really like to see that.
Okay.
I'm like Vicki, I'm up very early.
Keep the plow.
Always amazed at how well our roads are plowed. I know it's snowing when I can hear the snow plow go down the road about 2 in the morning. So, but the other thing is, you know, obviously, you know, we're not interested in seeing Big Walnut Road widen. Mm-hmm. I assume if it ever comes to that, especially, you know, east of Route 3, you know, you would obviously have to widen Sunbury Road. No point in throwing four lanes onto a two-lane road there.
Well, yeah, and that's, you know, what, as I said, you know, really the development east of Route 3, you know, we don't see as big an issue there as we do west of Route 3.
And I guess I'd really like to know what the real benefit to the township is to making this swap. Really think about that. You know, for 9/10 of a mile, mm-hmm. it's really worth it, considering that Big Walnut is probably the main thoroughfare for the township. All the heart of all our services are on that road. The school buses serving several schools are right, you know, that's a main artery for them. I just think it's something we really ought to consider.
Okay.
No,
it's a good question.
So, thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Mark. Other comments?
I'm George Gates, or Bill Gates. I live at 7761 Big Walnut Road, and echo a couple of sentiments as the maintenance is great, but I still haven't heard the benefit of why we need to do this swap. It sounds to me you can widen the road 4 or 5 lanes no matter whether you swap it or not. I don't understand why you have to come to us and ask for the swap this section of the road. I mean, that's my main observation right now.
Sure. Well, this is just a suggestion. I mean, if the township isn't interested in it, of course, you know, we're not going to do it. But our thinking was, as this becomes a major thoroughfare, there's going to become more maintenance on the road. It isn't so much the local traffic anymore. It's more county traffic and out-of-county traffic. And so, you know, the county engineer's office talked about it and decided if the township's interested in it because of the increase in road maintenance, not so much, you know, we understand about the snow issue in the winter because you can get there faster than we can because we're coming out of Delaware. But, you know, as the years go on, you know, there is going to be more maintenance on that road because of the increase in traffic. So, you know, if the township's interested in it now, that's fine. If want to put it off till some other time, that's fine too. I mean, you know, we're not saying that this is something we're gonna force down anybody's throat.
Well, at this point, I mean, I live east of 3 here, of course, you know, down the street. It sounds like me, you're trying to get to 3 with 4 or 5 lanes, and as I can appreciate just a commentary, I've traveled the whole north end of Columbus for 35 years, and it's always too little too late. You know, that should have been 3 or 4 lanes, 5 lanes years ago before it even started developing because now you got a lot of obstacles to go around and a lot of things to take care of. But just to get back, there are houses close to the road. I mean, I definitely want to, I mean, I sit close enough to the road. I think I'm closer than the Martins. I'm probably 75 feet, so all the township would let, the county would let me stay off the road. I think they did give me 80 feet off the road, but I mean, you know, it's going to put, if you could go east, it's going to be the road real close to my house. And, you know, I could appreciate not doing that. But I guess my main gist of the whole thing is that I don't see why we need to swap roads. Are we swapping roads, or are you just going to overall take the control that you want to take control of that section? I mean, I appreciate our services that we do have and what we do get, you know, from the township. And originally when I heard the plan, I said you want to swap part of this road for another road. Or I haven't heard the other road mentioned. So,
What we were talking about was swapping the Lewis Center east of Africa Road for Big Walnut, and that's the comment I made earlier. Lewis Center Road's about 9/10 of a mile shorter than Big Walnut in the township.
Well, I guess for my opinion, you know, I'm not really for the township to exchange any of the roads. I mean, the services are provided here. It sounds to me like you can make the width change no matter, you know, if we had the road or didn't have the road, and you know, being all your services are located on the road, it just makes more sense you still be available, you know, from that site to. So like you'd be going. I'm pretty sure you guys would take care of getting lots in and out of the fire station, whether the county did it or not, whether the county was down there. But I mean, I'm sure those all roads would all be cleaned out by the township because the maintenance building's there. So you know, it's obvious that you would take care of that anyway. You know, it's just the effect of going from three on over to the reservoir there. You know, and you know that the tap that we'd have to wait on Delaware County, but you know what we get from Juneau is really superior. To most areas. So I'd be in favor just for us to keep, you know, what you have. If you, you know, it sounds to me like the county can come to us and want to widen it no matter whether we have the road or not. Mm-hmm. So, but I just prefer we keep the service, you know, the serviceability of it. So.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Just a general question to the any residents west of Route 3 on Big Walnut? So, okay, this gentleman here, okay. So, okay, thank you.
Steve.
Thank you. Well, I want to commend the board as well as Chief Honeycutt. I had all my questions, and I think you went through 95% of them, so I didn't even get to ask them. But and I also appreciate you know, what the county is offering us, and certainly Mr. Blaney, you know, your discussion of this, it does strike me as being premature, given a 2020 or a 2025 date. I'm also a little concerned when we start, we talk about the inadequacy of funding as the precursor to this whole topic. Having participated in, you know, a bond levy raise for police, for fire, this go round, you know, I can reflect what the audience has said, and certainly the pride that the board feels about its services. We certainly feel that. We feel it for our maintenance. I think our concern would be if we relinquish that. I have some knowledge of contractual rights. When do you get it back? And so, if the county decides that they no longer want to give you the ability to provide the maintenance for that, how are we going to ensure that we can continue to retain that control? And it's very easy in terms of a pricing mechanism. And we've seen this dealing with the county commissioners as it relates to other services where we have co-located employees of the county as well as Genoa Township. So, you know, we know that the county commissioners don't always give us what we want. And in turn, sometimes maybe it's another leverage point for them to hold us hostage. And it can be used in any number of situations. So I would be concerned about that issue. Again, I think, you know, with the timing being what it is, it may make a lot of sense at some point to actually relinquish control to the county. I understand there will be a potential need at some point. I also know that a lot of the, you know, the projections as it relates to growth, increased traffic, have completely changed over the course of the last 2 years. Anybody that saw the news today knows that we may have suffered another setback in terms of kind of our climb out of the recession. So it may indeed be many years before we see traffic patterns that really require that type of widening. The other issue that I have, and I think that does relate to what we've heard here, is I was also very active in the visioning that went, you know, through the whole process as it relates to Genoa Township and who we want to be and what we want to be. And I didn't hear anybody say we don't want commercial development. What I heard was we have it on the southern end of Genoa Township. We have an infrastructure there that's suitable to accommodate that, but we don't want it on the northern end. My concern would be, and that was, of course, reflected in our recent comprehensive plan, my concern would be a lot of times developers take cues. And one of the cues may be they're going to hear that, oh, that service has been deeded over to the county. The vision is for 4 to 5 lanes, it's turn signals, it's going to be Polaris and, you know, a major intersection, and that's going to call for development. Even though we all know that so far, ODOT has said that, you know, 71 interchange is supposed to be for residential purposes only, although I'm not sure I fully understand kind of this change in terms of the economic development. Please.
What's going on with the this administration and the way they're approaching highway funding is they're looking for more partnerships in funding from other agencies as well as the private sector. And when I talked about the Transportation Review Advisory Committee, that's one of the criteria they put on it, is it's part of the governor's focus of using the transportation system to encourage growth. So this interchange in the mind of the county engineer, and it's predates Chris when Fred Stultz was engineer and when I was sitting on this board, the discussions have always been that nobody in Orange Township and nobody in Genoa Township wanted commercial development there. So that's the approach we've taken. If we ever get approved for the interchange, the zoning will control, and as long as the zoning controls with no private development, we're fine. I mean, we've got one developer over there in Orange Township that just thinks it ought to be commercial, and Orange Township's told him time and again, no. Okay, so I want to emphasize that the land use control is the township's. It's not the county's. It's not the engineer's office. It's the township.
Yeah, I appreciate that clarification. I do know that, and what I would also ask the trustees to do is consider, you know, what is the standard for curb cuts as it relates to a county road, particularly when you've got a 4 or 5 lane versus if you have a state route. I know that with state route roads, it's very rigorously enforced. No curb cuts without some type of exigency requirement. It's my understanding the standard is very different with county roads.
Generally, the way it is, because access control is not part of the adoption of the thoroughfare plan, any property owner has the right to access. That being said, when we have new developments come in, we don't encourage, we try to design these so the intersections are half a mile apart as an optimum. We will go down to a quarter mile apart, but that's what we're trying to hold.
Could you just clarify, you said a quarter mile apart for the curb cuts?
Well, what I'm saying is if you have an intersection, we're not interested in having another intersection within a quarter mile of it.
Oh, without, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our preference is half mile.
Okay.
Well, I would just conclude by saying that, you know, I definitely believe that the county has a legitimate interest in this. I would just say that looking at it and looking at the timing, it seems to me that it's very premature, this being 2010. If we're looking at something that may be happening in 2020 or 2025, I think it gives the township plenty of time to plan, to prepare, to turn over at some point when the traffic patterns actually indicate it's necessitated. And it doesn't, you know, undercut what we've all worked very hard to in terms of kind of preserving the nature and character of Genoa Township. Anyway, I appreciate your responsiveness, Engineer Blaney, and I thank the board.
Thank you, Steve.
Sure.
Yes.
Two questions. The issue of police and fire, would that has no, as far as jurisdiction, how would that
well
work?
You know,
we don't have any
okay. jurisdiction. The county engineer has
right.
no
as
jurisdiction
as the
with police
versus,
and fire. No.
Okay, so that would all remain the same.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I know the other question I asked. From what we understand here in Genoa Township, we're 70 to 80% built out already, and so you wouldn't expect there to be a significant amount of increased residents coming into the township, resulting in increased traffic. from Genoa Township.
Yeah, well, while the gentleman was talking, I want to share another statistic with you. I sit on a transportation advisory committee at MORPC, and the MORPC plan over the next 20 years predicts an increase in population in the metro area of 360,000 people, and the prediction is 120,000 of those are coming to Delaware County.
Pat, can you define MORPC for the crowd, please?
Pardon?
Mid-Ohio
Regional Planning Commission, yeah. So, and that was an eye-opener to me because we're already at 170,000 population, and now we're bouncing around in 20 years, if their projections are correct, we're bouncing around 300,000 people in this county.
So you're saying 160,000 of the.
We're 170,000 now. Add another 120 to it. You know, we're pushing 300,000.
Yeah.
122, you said.
120, about 120.
Okay.
I mean, that's the magnitude. Projected. I mean, I'm recalling magnitudes, and numbers may be a little different than that. But
sure.
The thing was, it was in that magnitude, and it's about a third of the growth in the metropolitan area is predicted to be in Delaware County, and that's to me, that's astounding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know where exactly, though, that growth is?
No, but what it is, it impacts the road systems.
Right.
Okay. So if you look at what's going on north of here in Berlin and Berkshire Townships, the focus right now is on the 36-37 interchange, heavy commercial up there. We see a lot of trickle-down effect with residential on that, too. And growing out of Genoa Township to the north to 36-37, all the way from Sunbury across to Delaware. So a lot of that's in there, and they're going to be looking for ways to go south into Columbus.
Madam Chair, if I might.
Yes, so Trustee Carfagna.
I guess an observation then on my end would be the biggest driver, at least, for the increased traffic and the widening of the lanes necessitating that would be if the interchange goes in.
Yes.
We're kind of guessing maybe this 120,000 in growth is going to impact it too. But I mean, the most direct cause of the increased traffic will be the interchange.
That's valid. Okay. That's valid.
I guess if I set the over under at 5 years out, I mean, if you had a ballpark, under 5 years or more than 5 years out
for the interchange?
No.
At this point, it's more than 5 years.
More than 5 years.
Yeah. Because it's going to take, the whole issue with this right now, as far as we're concerned, is the adequacy of state funding and federal funding, because the engineer's office certainly is not going to be in a position to add additional lanes on the interstate highway. You know, we can afford to build the interchange with local money, but we certainly can't afford to widen Interstate 71.
I mean, Madam Chair, if I might, I mean, just... Yeah. It seems to me that we're kind of downstream. I mean, a lot of these decisions are really going to be made almost for us, because the interchange, it's not going to be going in Genoa. It's going to be happening in Orange Township. So, I mean, we're really not going
well,
to
have... Well, the east side is in Genoa.
Oh, the east side will be.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I apologize. I thought it was all within Orange.
No, it's not all in Orange Township.
Okay.
So it affects both townships.
Okay,
Can I ask one question?
Yes.
Just to clarify, you mentioned 100-foot right-of-way, and I know some of the residents ask about that, but you also mentioned it was 100 foot from the center line, 50 either way.
Generally, yeah.
So you're really looking at 20, 25, right? I'm just trying to clarify.
No, if the right-of-way, total right-of-way width is 100 feet, if you keep your road center line where it is now, and it can vary depending on issues we get into with drainage design and other things. But just as a rule of thumb, you know, if the right-of-way out there now is 30 feet from center line on either side,
okay,
so we're talking about an additional 20 feet on each side.
Right.
And, some places it may be less, some places it may be more. It just depends on the terrain and drainage and other factors.
We need everybody to come up again because we're on audio.
Thank you.
Mr. Gates, we just need a longer mic cord.
Wireless mic. I'm
way out on this, and of course the county's way out on it. But right now on the east side, we already have residential development with a condo project. Right at the freeway and a housing project. So I don't know how you could put an interchange, you know, even consider an interchange at this point, unless you remove those projects, you know, and they're fairly new projects, right at the freeway down there on the east side for our part of the, you know, the interchange scenario. And I've heard the interchange ever since I've been traveling up in this area. So, I mean, we're probably still going to talk about it for a while, but there's limited access room to put an interchange there anyway. So that'll always be a problem. And the other thing I just kind of want to get to know, and I don't know if you could answer this, the houses that come east from the reservoir, most every house on that road is probably a septic system. Would they all be required to tie into the sewer lines, you know, when you came across with a widened road?
That's not under our control.
Yeah.
That's the sanitary engineer's office and the health department. You know,
but the odds are they probably will. If you're going to put a line down through the reservoir.
We're not building any sanitary sewers. We don't build sanitary sewers. We build storm sewers.
Storm sewers.
So, you know, when we've run into this situation before, we've worked with people. If we've affected their leach beds or whatever, we've worked with the health department to correct the situation for them. Mm-hmm. So we've had that situation on our Sawmill Parkway design. We've had it other places where we've worked with the health department, gone in and worked with them so they can keep their existing system and just change the leach beds around. So,
well, I mean, that was just a concern, you know, way down the road.
Sure, it is.
I mean, all those residents that live on, they go on that would be a consideration that, you know, when you get to that point that they would have to adjust their deal anyway, you know, I mean, as far as whether they had a leach bed or had to tie into a sanitary sewer system. I didn't know if that was part of what you got, your project.
No, it's not what we're involved with.
Okay, just curiosity, sir.
Okay, any other questions from the audience? Okay. If there are no other comments from the trustees, then let's move on to the next item of business.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You know, and one of the goals here, regardless of the decision, is this is just an awareness in the community. We need to keep the awareness there that someday there is going to be a need for upgrading this road. So the timing of when it changes is always open to discussion.
Oh, and we certainly appreciate your willingness to raise the issue and come in and discuss it with us. So often something is on our plate and we have to make a decision right away. And fortunately, we don't. But anyway, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Pat, you are retiring at the end of this month.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Done a wonderful job. If we could give a hand for Pat Blaney. He served the county. Done a great job with the engineer's office. We promise we'll be good to Mr. Riley, too.
We welcome him to the township also.
Yes.
As a resident here. So.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you very much. Okay, let's move on then to new business administration.
Good evening. I was going to keep it short until the grass grew, and then we've got these nuisance resolutions to go over. So
okay.
Joe Clace provided the packet along with Tom Francie of 7 properties in the township. It's located in the last. It's loose in the back of your binder.
Okay, yes, I see them.
And Joe usually handles this, but the 7 properties listed are either, I believe he said, either developer owned or up for sale currently. So
okay.
There's some absence to the owner being occupied in this. So it's the reasoning for them not. I'm sure that's the reasoning for them not being caught right now. So.
All right. Let's look at the first one then. Did you want to mention anything in particular?
The addresses are on a spreadsheet handy for you. And then I don't know. In the past, if you've read the body of the. The top part above the preamble of the resolution.
Okay.
And then refer to the rest of the resolution as read below. Probably would save about 3 hours of time.
Well, I kind of like to read them all.
I guess the quick question is, is this all grass related?
I saw someone from the zoning office here. Were you involved in any of the inspections? There's
oh,
some photos
right.
involved of each of the properties, and they're
yes,
all grass.
We'll take them
it's all
by
grass.
One.
They're all grass right now. There's no junk involved in these properties. So it's strictly grass.
Okay, the first property is 6996 Brookstone Drive, and there are little pictures there that, gosh, it looks like my front yard. No.
I didn't see it.
Check to make sure my name is on the list.
Yeah, yeah. Have you mowed your grass tonight? You did not.
I did not get around to that.
Nobody on Big Walnut on the list, which is good.
Nobody on Big Walnut. That's right. We're looking at the property. And
I'll pass around the first one so that maybe some of the public
can people can see what we're doing. I'll make a motion to declare a declaration of nuisance and abatement of nuisance pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 505.87 on real property located at 6996 Brookstone Drive, Westerville, Ohio, 43082, parcel number 317314020450000. Is there a second to the motion?
Seconded.
Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Garfani?
Aye.
Motion carries. The next property is at 10247 Galena Point Drive. We'll take a look at that.
Paul, quick question.
Yes.
All of these nuisances, were they all... How were they initiated? Did they come as a result of a complaint from a neighbor?
Neighbor complaints, homeowners, okay. A combination of things, visual inspection of the township zoning.
I mean,
so
we're
it's a
not.
Combination.
I mean, that's what I'm wondering. Are we proactively driving around looking for nuisance properties?
We are.
We are doing that.
Yes.
Most of them are. Okay.
Most of the time, they're resident-driven complaints.
We had. I think there was a. Last year, we had a grouping of about 50 that were HOA-generated over in Harvest Wind, and a lot of those were builder lots that the mm-hmm. lots weren't cared for, and a lot of debris and high grass on each one, so big combination of them.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead. Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to for the declaration of a nuisance and abatement of nuisance pursuant to Ohio Revised Code 505.87 on real property located at 10247 Galena Point Drive, Galena, Ohio, 43021, parcel number 317110030100000.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
All right, let's move on to property. On Maxtown Road, Ballinger property. Let's take a look at this.
So this one is looks like an undeveloped piece of land?
Yes. Okay.
Yes, it is. Right. Okay.
Madam Chair, I'll offer up a declaration of nuisance and abatement, a motion to declare nuisance and abatement of nuisance pursuant to ORC 505.87 on real property located at Maxtown Road, Westerville, Ohio, 43082, parcel number 317342010170000.
Second?
Second.
Okay, second discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Okay, let's look at the property next on, this is also Maxtown Road. Make a motion to declare a declaration of nuisance and abatement of nuisance pursuant to Ohio Revised Code 505.87 on real property located at Maxtown Road, Westerville, Ohio, 43082, parcel number 317341050030000.
Second.
2 seconds, that's good. Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Motion carries. We'll now look at 5880 Sunbury Road. Nice meadows.
Open space.
Yeah, really. Okay.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion for the declaration of nuisance and abatement of nuisance pursuant to Ohio Revised Code 505.87 on real property located at 5880 Sunbury Road, Westerville, Ohio 43082, parcel number 317421020060001.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Okay, we'll now look at properties to 7423 Clancy Way in Westerville. Tall grass again. Is there a motion?
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I'll make a motion for a declaration of nuisance and abatement of nuisance pursuant to ORC 505.87 on real property located at 7423 Clancy Way, Westerville, Ohio 43082, parcel number 317-314-060-4000.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Is there discussion?
Looks like there's a sale pending, so I guess that's good.
There is a sale.
That's what I said, Carl. I don't know when the picture taken was. But the sale pending, then they cleaned up quickly.
They're right, right. Okay.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Motion carries. Last nuisance resolution is at 6348 Everett Court in Westerville.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion of declaration of nuisance and abatement of nuisance pursuant to Ohio Revised Code 505.87 for real property located at 6348 Everett Court, Westerville, Ohio 43082, parcel number 317-312-060190000.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Motion carries. The end of the nuisance resolutions. Okay.
Great.
And whatever, we mow these, but then the cost is recovered.
Yes, if it comes down to
If it comes down to that, right. That's
a lot
right.
of times, by the time title search is complete, all public notices have been printed in a newspaper, the owner catches drift and sends somebody out. But this is what it takes. It takes a resolution from the board for them to get their notice.
Okay.
If it does come to us mowing it, we will keep tabs of publication costs. Everything will be assessed back to the owner, including cost of cutting it.
Okay.
And if a resident has a question about a possible, if they want the township to look at a possible nuisance property, they just simply call the zoning office.
Call the zoning office. Leave a message, email the zoning office. There's complaint forms on our website for the zoning office. So even if they want to remain anonymous, you want to report your neighbor, shoot us an email or whatever you'd like. We'll take care of the problem.
Thank you.
Next on the list, we're preparing to make another trail down the street here on Covington Meadows side of Old 3C. Bob Matthews needs a couple items to make the trail happen. He needs stone for the walk path from National Lyman Stone, and also he needs some asphalt material for the trail. It's going to be a 6-foot trail, very narrow according to the terms agreed upon in the easement.
Okay.
we do need these two resolutions passed for the materials, so I'm asking and recommend the board pass these this evening.
Okay. I'll move to approve a purchase order to National Lime and Stone in the amount of $4,200 for stone for the walk path at Covington Meadows. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there discussion?
Real quick, Paul. Time frame to get that, to get the trail completed, roughly?
We want to, our drop dead completion date is by the beginning of school because the school district wants to discontinue busing to the students of Covington Meadows. So we will have it done before school begins.
And the scene, you said 6-foot trail.
Yes.
That's with, how does that compare to the one across the street in front of Juneau Farms?
That was a wider trail. I think that was closer to a 10-foot.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Is there then, you're asking for a second motion, Mr. Wise?
Yes.
Hold on. Roll call. Oh, where is it? Roll call.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Roll call. Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfani?
Aye.
Okay.
Next is for the asphalt.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to approve a purchase order to Scioto Materials in the amount of $16,875 and no cents for asphalt materials for the walk path at Covington Meadows.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion.
Roll call. Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfani?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. And last on my agenda this evening, it's a educational reimbursement request from Lieutenant Russ Shabali. If you refer to the police union contract, there's a section in there where the employees, if they want to pursue a higher advanced degree, they need to come back to the board before they begin classes to receive approval. And Lieutenant Shabali wants to pursue a major in criminal justice management from Park University, and included is a list of his required electives and subjects. And through Chief Taylor, I'd like to recommend that the board approve Lieutenant Shabali's request this evening for course study approval.
Okay, do I hear a motion to do so?
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion that we approve the educational reimbursement for Lieutenant Russ Shabali for courses at Park University.
All right. And reimbursement is based on a final grade report, correct?
Yes. And the grades are per contract. So he has to receive a certain grade to receive the credit back.
Just
sir.
Reimbursement will be based upon a final.
I'll relay the question on the microphone, Mr. Stelzer.
Is there a requirement for the officer to stay employed in Oakland?
There is a section about future employment. You have to remain employed for a certain period of time after you've received a degree. That was Mr. Stelzer's question, asking if the employment. There's anything concerning the continued employment after the degree.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll second the motion.
Why don't I restate the motion if I could? Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to authorize tuition reimbursement for Lieutenant Russ Shabali for courses of study at a criminal justice management degree from Park University. The reimbursement would be based upon a final grade report.
Okay.
Seconded.
Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfani?
Aye.
Oh, I do have one other item. I'm asking the board if there's some conflicts coming up, multiple meetings on the 3rd of June, and I'd like to request the board to possibly consider moving the next trustee meeting, which would be Thursday, the 3rd of June, to another date.
Okay. I know you mentioned this to me before, Mr. Wise, and I looked at the calendar as June 10th, which is the next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with the trustees.
I don't have any objections. That's fine.
Okay. Okay. I'll make a motion then to move our only trustee meeting to from June 3rd, 2010, to June 10th of 2010. This will be our regular trustee meeting. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay. I think that's a good idea, too. I'd like to see it move back because then it's closer to the middle of the month, and then if anything else comes up, we can handle that, too.
I'll make all public notice be known.
Okay.
To the press.
Okay. Is there further discussion?
The only thing I'd mention is based on summer schedule, the approval of financials will always be 30 days behind. Because we meet so early in the month, I don't have that second meeting in June to present May. So you're going to see May financials first meeting in July. Does it make sense? Because we don't close the books then. I just want you guys to know that. So you're not wondering where the financials are.
Yes, we wouldn't see them anyway, would we, June 3rd?
Well, what I'm saying is we're used to having two meetings. So I always do.
Oh, I see.
We're always able to do that. If we don't get them in the first meeting, we can do the second. So
Okay. Just
for the summer months, we're going to be a lag behind. I just want you all to know that.
Okay.
We'll do it. If we get it closed, we'll get them in, but if not, sorry.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagnani?
Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Wise. Next regular trustee meeting then will be June 10th at 2010, 7 p.m. Other announcements, the Board of Zoning Appeal meets on May 25th at 7 p.m. Our offices will be closed on May 31st, 2010. And the Park Advisory Board will meet at McNamara Park on June 2nd at 7 p.m. Any other announcements?
Madam Chair, I just an observation more than an announcement. I meant to bring it up the last meeting, and I didn't, but earlier this month in the primary election, we had 6 township residents on the ballot for higher office, which I think is pretty amazing. We had a candidate for county commissioner, three candidates for state representative, candidate for governor, a candidate for congressman.
That's right. Governor, too.
I think
that's great.
You know,
you're right. That's
personal politics aside, I think it's pretty amazing, and it's commendable. And I'm kind of excited anytime our township gets a little bit more on the map. So
right.
Just wanted to point that out. I don't know when the last time anything like that's ever happened. So.
Good point. Okay. Any other announcements? Thank you, everybody, for coming in. We really appreciate it. At this time, I will move to adjourn to executive session at 8:18 p.m. to discuss details relative to the security arrangements and emergency response protocols for a public body or a public office. If disclosure of the matters discussed could reasonably be expected to jeopardize the security of the public body or public office. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. This is just language we have to say everything is fine.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
All as well.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. We are. I'd like to reconvene the. I would like to come out of executive session. I move to come out of executive session at 9:20 p.m.
Seconded.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagnani.
Aye.
And I would like to reconvene the regular meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees at 9:21 p.m. Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagnani.
Aye.
Is there any business to come before the board? Any additional business? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Madam Chair, I'll offer up a motion that we adjourn at 9:22.
I second that motion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagnani.
Aye.
Motion carries. We are adjourned.